Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'm back tomorrow afternoon with DB, sneaker freak Darren Benn from 4pm for a bit of drive time. Now, we start today's podcasty thing with TalkSport's exclusive commentaries. Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool faced a journey to Thomas Frank's Brentford in the early kickoff.
Oh, that's a mistake by Collins. He's allowed the ball to go to Diaz. It's a mistake by the defender, and it comes through to Gakpo. He's going to finish it off. Driving the ball after a catalogue of Brentford errors. Pass the goalkeeper, Mark Flecken. Dreadful defending again from Brentford. It's 4-1.
Well, I've got to say, I was brought up in this area around Brentford, and there's a park probably about no more than a mile away, Gunnersbury Park, and tomorrow morning there'll be football on that park that won't make two mistakes that bad. I'm telling you, awful mistakes, fresh air shots by two players that should really know better, and they've just absolutely gifted Liverpool the game and a goal.
4-1 for Liverpool.
That is the tough one for Liverpool. You know, the scoreline, they'll be delighted with the 3 points, yes. The injuries, you know, why did Nunes come off at half-time? Very strange, that one. We didn't see anything in the lead-up to it, but certainly the other two injuries as well looked as though they might be a touch more serious.
Shots looks like something with the knee, but we don't know the extent yet, of course not. Curtis got a knock on lower... was his chin, and Darwin mentioned he feels the muscle slightly, not bad, but slightly un poco. It's our life. It's not, I'm not sure first train's right, but maybe we wait until we have the final diagnosis, and then if we have that, then we speak about what we will do with that. But the boys know it in the dressing room already, so we cannot change. We honestly can't remember that it was once easy since I'm here. So this is somehow the Liverpool way. We have to do it a bit on a bumpy road. That's how it is. We take that, we keep going until somebody whistles off, or we don't have 11 players anymore. But at the moment, we have them, and let's keep going.
TalkSport Daily.
And over on TalkSport 2, Big Ange's top four chasing Spurs hosted Gary O'Neill's Wolves.
Sprinting forward down this near side is Pedro Neto. He's far ahead of his other teammate. Gets to the byline, chops back onto his left, rolls it back. Brilliant goal! João Gomes, 2-1. Wolves counter-attack, absolute perfection. And Pedro Neto pulled it back. And João Gomes now has two goals this afternoon. And he kisses the left boot of Pedro Neto that set up that second Wolves goal. 63 minutes gone. And once again, Spurs have it all to do at their own stadium. What a counter-attack, making it Spurs 1, Wolves 2.
He's come here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, where Spurs have won the last five on the trot in the Premier League, and he set his team out perfectly, and his team executed his plan. He will be delighted, and he will be maybe disappointed, because if you looked at the shots on target away from home, Wolves have had 7 shots on target. So that just shows you the quality they had when they were breaking on the counter-attack, and they end up deservedly winning the game 2-1.
Yeah, disappointing. I thought first half, whilst we controlled the game, we just weren't threatening enough with the ball, and sort of lacking a little bit of commitment with our defensive pressure. So, they obviously get ahead then you're chasing the game again. Yeah, second half we saw Adam Camp back in their half, in their box at times. But again, yeah, once they got the second on the break, still had chances, which made it difficult for us.
TalkSport Daily.
Let's hear now from the rest of the Premier League's 3 o'clock kickoffs.
77 minutes on the clock, and how easy is it for, well, Kai Havertz, who just picks a ball up. He runs in behind the defence of Burnley. This is just getting ridiculous now. That's 11 goals for Arsenal in the last two games. 21 league goals from the turn of the year. They've been outstanding today, and Havertz deserved his goal today. Burnley 0, Arsenal 5.
Arsenal can't afford to draw any games from now to the end of the season. So they're on that little row. I think he's 5 on the trot now. First time they've done it since the 1930s under Sir Herbert Chapman. So this is going to be a three-horse title race from now right to the end of the season.
Yeah, obviously really happy. A really tough place to come and a really tough lane to earn the right to win the game. And we've done it. And we've done it in a really dominating and convincing way. And the team showed a lot of great things today again. To take the game where we won it. They are really well-coached team, and we knew that it was going to be very difficult, but those two goals and then the timing, as you said, of the third one made it much easier for us.
As well as characters, as professionals, you have to also pick yourself back up, and you have to be able to deal with these moments. It's part and parcel of being in this industry, and you know that won't change wherever you are.
Nottingham Forest 2, West Ham United 0. The points go the way of Nuno Espirito Santo's side, and it's Callum Hudson-Odoi. It's his fourth Premier League goal of the season. It's his first from inside the penalty area, and no surprise, take advantage of the 10 men of West Ham. They've wasted two or three glorious chances, including a 3-on-1 breakaway where Elanga blasted over, but this time Hudson-Odoi makes no mistake.
Well, look, I'm a football supporter. I understand we've been disappointed in the last few weeks, but you know you mustn't forget the wins at Arsenal, and you mustn't forget the wins at Tottenham. We've beaten Chelsea and all the other games. We've beaten Man United at home, so sometimes the things can be forgotten very quickly. The expectation at West Ham is that they think that we should be right up there challenging. Let's be fair, I think most people who watch football and are supporters of most clubs would say that West Ham in the main are doing a good job. We have a European game to look forward to. We've been 3 years in Europe now, so sometimes you have to just consider where we are. Hey, we want to do better, so not just the supporters, we want to do better. If anybody thinks for a minute that we aren't hurting and the players aren't hurting, well, they're completely wrong.
Booze here at Craven Cottage, because the referee hasn't really added on the extra time that was held up in added time, and the Fulham players surrounding rookie Premier League ref Lewis Smith here. It's finished Fulham 1, Aston Villa 2.
Very happy, and I think our reaction was fantastic. After our two matches we lost at home in Villa Park, feeling really strong there, but we lost two matches. And our reaction was fantastic in Sheffield, was fantastic today. And today the evening was as well, progressively getting better.
No wins in four for Newcastle at this ground. So anyhow, at the moment, that's his 100th Premier League game in charge of a football club. He's got one or two problems, mainly because he's got a lack of players. Big point, though, for the Cherries. Finished at St James's, all square. Newcastle 2, Bournemouth 2.
I think sometimes you get these random spells where things can happen and everyone thinks, well, something definitely different about what you're doing, because we've been very consistent defensively for a long period of time, and suddenly we haven't been our usual solid selves. I think that the goals today are difficult ones to analyse from our perspective, because the first one's a freak moment, almost the same with the second one. I think we can do better. Yeah, the positive is we're scoring goals at the other end and creating chances as well. So yeah, I'll probably have a long analysis of that game again and probably come out with the mixed emotions that I'm feeling now.
TalkSport Daily.
Jamie O'Hara and Dean Saunders took all your calls on the game day phone-in.
Last week was absolutely, from a London boy, West Ham, a shambolic performance, no guts, no desire. Tonight, against Forest, I know Forest are fighting for their lives, but I am absolutely sick of these performances, fuming with these players, no guts, no desire, no drive, absolutely fuming. And I never come on the station to say this as a West Ham supporter. I'm embarrassed. Forget the European trophies, forget 18 in the league, This is a shambolic performance, again, by Davy Boy's outfit, and something has got to be done. Has to be done. We are shambolic. This eighth position, forget it. We should be in the bottom five. It's a... They're trying to hide over the facts and the cracks at the club. It is disgusting.
Would you get rid of Moyes?
Should I be honest with you? Yeah, get rid of him.
West Ham have to sell their best players. Liverpool don't have to sell their best players. Man United, Man City don't have to sell their best players. Arsenal don't have to sell their best... Right now I'm on about.
Yeah.
They don't have to sell their best players. Once you start selling your best players, it's going to cost you points. If you took Salah out of Liverpool's team now, 15 points it cost you. If you take Van Dijk out of Liverpool's team, it was proven, 15 points. You take Alisson out of Liverpool's team, 15 points.
Well, you're saying Declan Rice coming out of that team is going to cost them 15 points?
Well, no, probably not 15, but they're not definitely not going to be a better team without him.
I just didn't feel like we really tried to get behind Wolves enough, and they were really good. They narrowed off defensively. If you watched them today, Wolves, brilliant from Gary O'Neill. You can see he works with his team day in, day out. Organisation was fantastic.
Manager of the season.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You ain't far off it.
The daft thing is, the manager of the season is always the one who's in the top two or three. But they've got all that money. We haven't spent any money. We've lost some of our players, yeah? He is, in my eyes, and a lot of Wolves fans, and a lot of Villa fans, and a lot of blooming Arsenal fans, he's the manager of the season. Is that what a job he's done?
I think Arsenal's strength, obviously the two wide players are like lightning. And they've got patterns of play they play with, and when it comes off, it looks, the goals they score are brilliant. But what I like about Arsenal is, if that doesn't work, they're not a sieve. They've got Declan Rice stood there, so you're hard to play against.
Keeps the ball.
And you can score from set plays. You know, they get on the end of corners, free kicks. So they're just a hard team to beat, Arsenal, even though some of the times the football doesn't work.
TalkSport Daily.
And, of course, there was also the tiny matter of the late kickoff as Pep Guardiola's Man City hosted Mauricio Pochettino's Chelsea.
Manchester City players are surrounding the referee. We're going to have a check here for VAR. There was just a nudge from Levi Colwell when he was challenging Ruben Diaz, as Chalabar maybe pulling Ruben Diaz as well. The players are surrounding the referee. They've had the check. He's pointed to the corner. He's swung into the six-yard area, and it's Colwell with a clearance. That is the full-time whistle. What a stunning game this has been. It finishes Manchester City 1, Chelsea 1.
Dino, you're shaking your head.
Well, we've just been talking about the two penalties that were given at Luton last week for handballs when players were looking the opposite way from corners, got headed back into their arm. And we've just seen an incident there where Caldwell, the ball's hit him on the arm. If you're going to give them two penalties last week, you've got to give that as a penalty.
It was a good game. Second half was much better than first. First, we were a little bit not the right rhythm. And second half, we increased everything. It was a really good performance. And at the end, we could not win.
Obviously, a lot of football still to be played. You've hinted at this already. Liverpool are a good team. Arsenal are a good team. I mean, what do you make of this title race that lies ahead?
That is there. So it's there. So continue. On Tuesday you have a game. Nobody plays because we're in Abu Dhabi. And Abu Dhabi in Saudi Arabia to win the World Cup champion. And try to recover because we have time and play a good game.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Turning our attention now to a bit of cricket and a reminder, of course, TalkSport brings you every ball for England's tour in India. And we bring you day four of the third test this very morning. I mean, might have already started, depending on when you listen to this. India, of course, looks certain to go 2-1 up in the test series against England after dominating day three.
You can hear the chatter around the batter. Four catches waiting with the wicketkeeper. Rayan Ahmed is in. Batting pad close together from Kuldeep and keeps it out defensively. So India's lead is 322 runs going into day four of this test match. India close on 196 for two.
And David Bumble-Lloyd had his say on what the outcome looks like for England.
The way that the bowlers have looked tired in that last session, Mark Wood in particular, is banging the ball into the middle of the pitch and just six overs from Jimmy Anderson, two young spinners. The calmness, the way that India have played, has got them into a fabulous position. But you look at the start of the day with the news that Ashwin is away, he's not going to take any further part in the game. England were 200 plus for two, and you just think they're going to play fabulously here. And they were just blown away. Losing 5 for 20 was an alarm right at the end. But I thought that India responded splendidly. When your best bowler's not there, your seniors have to step up, and the captains and the management. And I thought they did that.
Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you join me and Benty tomorrow at 4 p.m. for the first drive time of the week. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.